We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. Oh, by the way, we were able to find Randy Mueller, former GM for the Miami Dolphins. Longtime executive in the NFL is going to join us. Going to wake him up out on the West Coast, talk a little bit more about GM and head coach relationships. I know this sounds crazy, and I know some people think I'm just trying to stir it up because I have done that in the past, but not today. I'm always, and I watch all our teams for this, the relationship between the GMs and the head coaches and the organization in general. Like that thing with the Miami Heat runs, I mean, it just runs perfectly every day. By the way, they keep all their junk indoors.
Right.
Nothing ever leaks out.
Nope.
And there's no reason for it because it's same coach, same president, same GM, same owner and his son. By the way, that team's never going to be for sale.
No.
Because the Harrison family loves basketball.
That's right.
And they love their team. And, oh, by the way, we've made billions and billions of dollars in the cruise industry. And the one hobby we have that we like,
love basketball,
even more than our father and grandfather,
right,
is basketball. Love going to games,
right,
and everything else. So they've got it figured out. Now, I will say this in fairness. This football thing's a hell of a lot bigger. It's got a lot more pieces to it. Because if you really break it down, basketball's 5-on-5, 3 or 4, or a strong bench. Hockey's a little more difficult.
Yep, more
players.
Hasn't
been easy. Right. By the way, I applaud the Florida Panthers because they have really figured out. And I think they hit an absolute home run on their GM.
Yep, Zito. Yeah, Bill Zito. Yep.
Because look at this. Look what happened. They lost a Hall of Fame coach. And there were a lot of people quietly in that organization were concerned. The new guy taking over, just don't screw it up.
All right. You got everything in place.
And they haven't missed a beat. Back here with the best record, tied for the best record in hockey today with 53 points.
The Heat brought in a generation of fans when they landed LeBron James, though. Right? Like, that's never going to go away from that team. That's why they continue, the popularity is still there. I think everyone jumped on board when they brought LeBron down here, and you have a huge generation of fans because of that.
They have had their share,
right,
of star
do you agree
power.
Like, I think that kind of that'll tide them over for a long time, man. Like, that, a lot of people are on board with that team because of those years with,
okay,
the big three.
That's a good point, but I also think another good point is, since really Pat Riley took over, he has molded this team into what it is, this championship kind of DNA in this team. And even when they have an off year, you're not really worried that they're not going to get back on track.
But he's done it with star power.
Yeah, no, he has.
He's done it with really good players.
He has, but even in the year where, like, a guy gets hurt or they have a high draft pick, it just seems to work. And then a year later, they're back on track. Like, there's no 5-year lull of not being in the playoffs.
No, they're a consistent
10-year
franchise.
Lull. I mean, think about them.
Really?
No, they do, and they did. By the way, when LeBron
There's
left,
something I haven't heard. They're a consistent
franchise.
No, but
franchise. but look what happens when LeBron leaves. Like, look
oh,
what happens
the bottom
to these other franchises.
Out. Right, the bottom would
Cleveland
fall out
twice.
Of most. Right, not here.
Like, Miami was still competitive.
They're
when
not,
LeBron left,
they're
but
not as
nothing
sexy.
Will ever be that no. that phenomenon we had.
That
when,
was
when
the
he
greatest.
Was here.
I right. totally agree. That was one of the greatest.
Still unfair
runs,
you got to go to a lot of those road games, by the way.
Of all that stuff. But I do want to bring up the Panthers, who have had their issues and whiffed on some guys and just look dysfunctional. They get the right owner to come in.
Right. That was a problem for
Vinny,
a long time.
Vinny has been fantastic. You get the right GM. And by the way, I was a huge fan of the old GM. He was a drinking, golfing buddy, man. That guy was, you just felt like Dale was one of the guys.
Right.
But this guy comes in.
So the magic touch so
every
far.
Every move he has made.
Been a good
Reinhardt,
one.
Bennett, Duclair. This guy's off the top of my head. They've just come in and whoever's doing that research behind the scenes, like, hey, this guy is not getting to play as much in Tampa Bay as we're going to play him, and turns out to be just
really good,
really
player.
Good right. player. They're second in scoring in the NHL right now so per game. So you just look, they now it's building up their fan base and keep winning and everything. But the other problem is that hockey still got to grow. I mean, it's got to grow the sport. I don't know how much. Basketball is way, the NBA and the Heat are way, way out in front of the Panthers in popularity.
Yeah.
It's just, that's not me yapping. That's just.
Well, they just got back on really TV, the NHL, in this last year or so.
Well, it's always been on local
no,
TV.
No, I'm talking about really getting back in the national spotlight on TV.
Well, they haven't had a lot of national games. They've got to get more national games.
I'm not talking about the Panthers in general. I'm talking about the NHL.
No, he is right. The national exposure for hockey has been terrible.
Terrible over the last
ever since the lockout, which
yeah.
was like,
and they're disappointed
20 years ago, I feel like.
Not on a bunch of those games this year. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Our local broadcast is as good as any. I mean, I love Goldie and
he's fantastic.
And Randy, but it is very helpful to have some national exposure. Like, you need to see hockey on SportsCenter and all that stuff, you know, for the casual fan to just know what's going on a little bit.
Wasn't even on their website for a while.
So, yeah, you need to have some recognizable stars.
I go
and
to
all
Central
kind of
Park.
Stuff.
I go to Central Park on my way to play tennis, and the hockey outdoor courts are empty, and the basketball courts with old guys, middle-aged guys, young guys are packed with all.
They
those
have roller hockey.
Yeah, Central Park's
really?
Got a couple of them, yeah.
They've lost a little bit to that new old sport, that old, like...
Pickleball.
Oh, that sport.
Yeah, that's taken over a little bit in that corner. Yeah.
Are you, like, anti-pickleball?
Yes.
Okay. For now.
Why are you fighting it? Like, why do you dislike pickleball?
That's the last step, man.
Right.
Think about where I am. If I can't play tennis, it's pickleball and walking. That's all you have left. It's a hard reality.
But I know
to
some
take.
Young people are playing pickleball.
Looking like I'm trying to sell like it's a big issue.
I love it. I'm letting you ride with that.
Oh, man.
You're
going
to
you
be a
act like you're
guy.
In death's waiting room when you're playing pickleball, but like a lot of young men are playing.
Right. No, I know.
Tua plays
Tua pickleball.
Yeah.
Right.
I wonder if he's any good.
I don't know, but that's not a good sign when your quarterback's playing pickleball. That's not good either. No, I'm kidding.
Can he play in cold weather, pickleball?
Stop it.
You're just full of shots today,
right?
Man.
I don't know what.
Oh, I'm full of shots, right?
Seriously, just terrible what you've done today.
I don't think you should. I think you should embrace the pickleball thing. Yeah, I think you need to embrace it.
I would getting back to the dolphin thing though. It's a much bigger project with 53 guys.
Of course, it is
finding right guys. Like, all right, we got the defense figured out. Oh, but our offense is terrible. And they got to make. Let me give you another tough decision that they have to make on this football team. It's kind of a big piece. I don't know how you guys feel because I haven't asked you, and I waited till this 9 o'clock hour. Devontae Parker, keep him or let him go? You've seen what he can do.
I know.
He's so good, man, when he's out there. He's really, really good.
Did you hear what you said there? When he's out there.
Well, you got to dangle something in front of him. Like, if he's not on a contract here, he's not going to play. But...
Well, then that's a problem. I like Devontae Parker when he's out there playing, and he's a good wide receiver when he's out there playing.
All right.
But there's sometimes we got to wait to see if he's going to be a player.
Tell me he plays 12 games. You'll give him like a gigantic bonus.
He could play. I mean, he's got a hamstring problem. It's not like I'm taking it off this week because my contract. And
right.
Well, his contract year, that was, what was it, 2 years ago?
He's got two left, I believe, on
his
contract.
Where he was like the best receiver in football for the second half of the season?
He put on a ridiculous show.
All right, he's got 2 years left, and I'm going to keep him on this contract
for
now.
So, Woody, would you keep him?
Absolutely.
Zach?
I'd keep him right now because he's on the contract. If this was a contract, not,
and by the way, he's not costing you a lot of money. You've paid him a bunch. I think it's $6 million this year.
But if it came down to where he was a free agent this year, I would say let him walk.
So I'm with you guys. I'm bringing Devontae back. But I'm going to say something else. Outside of Waddle, there's going to be a lot of guys that are wide receiver on this group that I'm going to let go.
Oh, yeah. Bring back. Oh, yes. That's going to be a different room next year. A totally different room next year.
I think you guys are with me. I want Smythe and Gesicki back. And by the way, I feel much better about Mike Gesicki. Coach Flores, nothing against you, but I wasn't feeling loving vibes there with the whole Mike Gesicki thing. And I think we need a coordinator to come in and not have him, allow him to go through so many droughts where he didn't have a football thrown to him for quarters at a time.
Yeah, that one game had no targets.
So I would I'd like to see those two guys back.
Okay. I like where this is going so far.
Well, the other thing, I'm just tired of talking about the offensive line and the quarterback, so we just got to look at the other things. And you
what about the offensive running back line position? Stuff is exhausting.
Well, what about the running back?
Well, we haven't done very well in free agent running back, so let's just go ahead and draft one. Let's go ahead and go to the Senior Bowl.
Find a guy
go
we like.
Go find some workouts. Go find a 220 to 225, 230-pound back, little size.
Okay.
And let's grab one.
I'm in.
No tight end. We don't need a Boston College tight end.
Please, God, no. No more tight ends.
What the hell was that about?
The only way that works out.
Inactive.
Is if Smythe and Gesicki don't come back.
Well, you can't.
But that's the only way that you could reason that pick. We took them because we knew our top two guys were going to be in contract years and probably not going to be able to afford both guys. So that's why we drafted a guy. Okay. You let those two guys go. You don't want to re-sign them. That's fine. But if you do, what the hell was that pick?
Hunter Long was behind Mike Gesicki, Durham Smythe. Shaheen was in and out. Seathan Carter played every game because he's a special teams guy. Yeah, yeah, number 82. He was a fourth guy. And when they were all healthy, Hunter Long, who's a third-round pick, was inactive.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Just
doesn't make a lot of sense. A lot of the draft moves did not make a lot of sense.
But there's no reason. There's no reason to dogpile on the guy. There's been enough said and enough written, and I promised yesterday I was done, and I lied by a day. I lied.
We're talking about positions, and you have to talk about that when that comes up.
By the way, Hunter Long's not going anywhere.
Of course not.
He's going to be in the rotation next year.
Well, hopefully.
Well, they're not. Chris Greer's going to say, hey, listen, you all right with Hunter Long? I took him in a high pick last year. You're going to have to do that. Yeah, this whole thing is and the coach, the head coach coming in, I mean, you're right, Zach. That one of the first questions it's going to be asked is, how do we feel about the most important position in professional sports? How do you feel? I think we draft one there, too. Not going to be surprised. And not going to be surprised if we don't draft one in the first three rounds. I think that could happen. Mm. Just don't be afraid to do it now. I know it's quarterback and it scares the hell out of us.
Oh, we liked him here, but we didn't like him here. That's not
that,
which one.
That belongs to Jeff Ireland. That's a Jeff Ireland special.
We thought Jimmy Graham was going to be good, but not a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick.
Why did you tell me that?
T.Y. Hilton. Yeah, good wide receiver. Liked him in the fifth.
Should have never told you those two stories. Worst thing I ever did.
Worst two stories I've ever heard. That's why.
Two guys in our backyard. We needed a deep threat and a pass receiving tight end, and we had them in different rounds in our backyard, but we didn't think they were going to get drafted as high as they were.
Let's wait.
Meanwhile, guess what? They both have in common after like 20 years. They're still both playing.
Right. Both went to multiple Pro Bowls too.
But that goes to the biggest, one of the great idiots that's ever been here.
That's right.
Truly, not a very nice guy. And by the way, a real backstabber while he's at it too, Jeff Ireland. Just a bad guy. Hey, by the way, that'll cause you to drink a little bit after talking about some of those names.
I was just going to ask you if you wanted me to pour you a glass of Zaffarone at this point.
There you go.
On the rocks for Joe at this point. Yeah, I mean, listen, Zaffarone is really, really good. Times like this, you might need a glass of Zaffarone just to make that night go a little bit better for you. But If you haven't tried it yet, shame on you. You got to get a bottle of Zaffra rum. First time I tried it, I was blown away. I could not believe how great it tastes, how smooth of a taste Zaffra rum really was. And it's unlike any other rum that you or I've had before because it's aged in bourbon oak casks. That's right. So if you're looking for an upscale, luxurious spirit, you found it. Zaffra rum, two different bottles, 21-year age bottle or the limited edition 30-year age bottle. You can't go wrong with either one of Zaffra rum. Perfectly balanced with the taste of fruit and spice. That elegant aroma because those bourbon oak casks, unbelievable. Great for top shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up, or like Joe on the rocks, you're going to have that one also. Great with your favorite cigar also. If you love cigars out there, you found your perfect match. It's Zaffra Rum. Even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zaffra Rum by saying with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. Zaffra has also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute. It's just another one of their prestigious awards there at Zaffra Rum. So now it's your turn to enjoy it. Got a big football weekend coming up, or just a random Thursday night. Does not matter at this point. Ask for it at your favorite retailer, restaurant, or bar. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. They are social media friendly at Zaffra Rum, Z-A-F-R-A. Zaffra Rum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zaffra.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. One nice thing about this, though, is, yeah, football's over, and once again, we don't make the playoffs. Yeah, I get it. But University of Miami got this Mario Cristobal thing, which has really gotten a buzz where it needs to, and that's with the young players that he's recruiting and going to be recruiting is fantastic. But even more than that, it's really nice to see how good the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers are right now. This could be Florida Panthers' best team, and I know what it's looking like right now, and it's probably going to happen, and I'm looking forward to it if it does. Tampa Bay and Florida Panthers going to have to play each other again.
Yeah, give me a seven-game series of those two teams.
That's a can't turn off right there. That series was really fun. But these teams are playing great, man. Just great stories across the board. Well-run, developing draft picks, young guys. Picking up the right guys in free agency, it's been really, really nice to see for both. Like if you're I don't care. And by the way, I don't care if you're a hockey fan or a basketball fan or not a fan of either or both. It's just nice if you live down here that you've got two really good teams getting set for the second half of the season with a chance. Heat are right there with a chance when this is all said and done. It's not crazy to say they could have the best record. They're 26-15 halfway through. And then the other fantastic story is the Panthers, man. The Panthers sitting there with 53 points and 19-3 at home.
That's incredible.
With games against Dallas tomorrow night and Columbus on Saturday night. So good stuff, man. Good stuff for everybody out there to get excited about. Of course, got the Hall of Fame voting. We talked a lot about that. With Zach Thomas, third time around, man. One of the great middle linebackers. For the Miami Dolphins, seven Pro Bowls and a zillion tackles on some really good defenses, too.
Got to make it this year with this class. Got to make it this year.
And then the three UM guys that are up for it this year, Reggie Wayne, Andre Johnson, and Devin Hester. Wow. One of them's got to get in.
You'd think, yeah. I just wonder who it's going to be. I mean, you got a couple wide receivers in there. I mean, Torrey Holt's the other wide receiver eligible at this point. Maybe that gives a little room for Devin Hester to maybe get in. because of that.
Well, I hope Andre Johnson, considering what he's had throw to him.
Yeah, that list is ridiculous.
Gets it. I think he's just fun guy. Spent some time. Actually, Reggie Wayne lives down here, and I saw him at a football, high school football game. Just literally popped up, and I looked over, and it was packed at a Western football game. And walked by, said hello, we talked, and I was just wondering, like, I wonder if how many people at this game know.
No, it's Reggie Wayne.
That's Reggie Wayne.
Yeah.
So a lot of those guys have moved back here and are living back here right now. But, yeah, good fun stuff coming up the next couple weeks trying to figure that one out. 305-567-0560. We'll check in on the text machine. Randy Mueller will join us coming up here. We'll get him from Seattle to join us this morning. He's getting up early to come on the show. Woody, what do you have coming in?
Well, first things first, Joe. Let me give you a look at the opening bell on Wall Street, sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Futures are green, which means we'll probably lose a lot of money today. We'll find out in 6 minutes.
You have to do that negative report every effing day.
I lost a lot of money yesterday in the market. It sucks, man.
Why do you watch it every day?
Again, I don't want to get into it.
So it bums you out?
It does.
Well, then don't watch it every day or get out of everything. I hear people going, I'm just going to get out and I'll just, okay, then do it.
Oh, yeah, that's a great advice. Sell low.
Might get lower.
Joe's not my Merrill Lynch guy.
It might.
My guy's going, you ain't getting out of anything. You can kiss my ass. You ain't getting out of anything.
N-O-T. Right.
Dave from Merrill Lynch says, do not get out of everything. Right. We're going to be just fine, Joe. We're going to be just fine.
Is that what he says?
What are you going to be?
That's good. Texter from the 561 says, it will be easy for Greer to find a replacement for Parker. Look how well he did with Will Fuller.
Ouch.
By the way, that's brought up in Omar's article.
It should be.
Off the Dolphins here for a second.
Always injured. He just took it to a new level with us.
He did.
He goes, I was suspended and injured. Wait till you see what I'm going to do to you guys for $10 million.
Well, you said he hit the triple crown, right? He had a personal day, an injury day, a suspension. He hit it all.
Personal game.
Personal game, right?
Yeah.
You called that the triple crown?
It's the triple crown of Will Fuller this year.
Texter wants to know, can the Steelers beat Kansas City? That was the 12.5-point spread game.
I don't think they can.
Can they cover?
But I like Ben coming out going, man, hey, everybody's got them as this huge favorite. I guess we might as well just show up. Nobody thinks we're going to win.
I hope they let the Steelers go up by 2 touchdowns early and then pound them.
I mean, that's the Chiefs in the playoffs. That's what they do. Keep everyone involved.
Mahomes keep the brother at home?
I would.
So you can do more of those little kid dances on the field.
Yeah. It's incredible, all the drama that Patrick Mahomes' brother has caused him, and yet he still shows up at every game with Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Right.
Which leads me to the other part. I just played it a different time, man. Forget it. I'm not going to get into it. These wives show up. Now, it's fine, but you got to understand, when you're wearing a Mahomes jersey, people are going to take shots at you on other teams, and you're sitting there yelling at fans, and listen to what they're saying, like, don't go.
Right.
Don't go, and you won't have to put up with this. Just go to the home games. You got a bunch coming up.
All right, but fans should leave women alone. I mean.
Yeah, but you're going to get
heckled. No, you got the idiot brother with you.
That's embarrassing, though.
Yeah, but the brother's there. It's
full. He stirs up half the stuff. Like,
yeah, but he's a dope. I mean.
Doesn't matter if he's sitting there at the game.
That TikTok stuff is so pathetic.
He loves it,
like, though. Those little dances these guys do.
He loves
girls
it.
Or whoever's doing it.
That's him.
Sadly, Greer has topped Ireland's incompetence, and it will be years before we recover. All right, someone gave us their wild card weekend picks.
Well, I just took a deep breath on that one.
I heard
that.
Glad
you did. Yeah.
Let me give you some wild card weekend picks, all right? This guy has Bucks, 49ers, Cardinals, Raiders, Bills, and Chiefs. Guy went through every game for us there. Those are his picks. 9-5.
You guys like Raiders over Cincinnati? I know
Cincinnati
has not won a playoff game forever.
I like Cincinnati winning their first one in a long time this weekend. Saturday, first game.
I think the Raiders are rough.
Raiders are a good team, though.
Eh.
Got a hell of a defense.
By the way, to overcome all the dysfunction over there is pretty impressive.
It is.
I will give them credit for that.
Interim coach, three dudes arrested in the, you know.
He went through the John Gruden stuff, those emails, which affected some of the guys on the team, including a gay defensive lineman who took some personal time. Then you have your speed receiver. He's got big issues right
now. 1 year in the league.
How much time's he going to do? Then you have your nickel corner, having gotten the starting corner, the nickel corner, DUI, and your St. Thomas Aquinas corner decides to flip a gun up and it's going to take care of business. Somebody disrespected him. Like, this can't. These weren't like guys that run down on special teams.
No, these are guys you depended on. Yet, look at them now. They're in the playoffs.
That's unbelievable. They stayed together.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
We have a pickleball challenge here, Joe.
Oh, boy.
Texter's 72-year-old mother.
Oh, man.
Guy says, my mom plays at Central Park. We'll whoop your ass. 72.
Careful. I don't take it easy on 72.
Joe's going to feel the pressure. It's going to be over.
Hey, man. I did try to go over and watch it, going, well, maybe it'll be fun to watch. I was walking the other day, and I made it a point. I don't know why I was walking at the park, but isn't there a bunch of songs walking at the park? Anyway, and I watched, and I finally went, God, this is boring to watch. I just left.
Mm. You're going to be playing it soon.
Hope not.
Might be better competition than Ira.
You have to take a shot at somebody, man. Vic, Ira, is there anybody else you want to take a shot at?
Today?
I think you might have.
Well, Vic,
did I?
I think
you take shots at a lot of people, man.
Oh, really? I do.
Play the song. What's the song? I learned it from you, Dad.
Yeah.
Someday I'm going to be like you, Dad. Someday I'm going to be like you.
This guy said he pegged me for one of those guys doing the latest dances on TikTok. I don't even have an account. Mm. Wasn't TikTok like banned in this country for like a little bit?
Yeah.
There was like an issue with it or something?
Like, the app or
they were spying on us or something?
I don't know what.
I mean, don't ask Joe that.
Yeah, it's true. What am I asking you for? Yeah. By the way, I got to tell you, so I called Joe yesterday. What are you laughing about? I haven't even gotten to the story yet. And he goes, I'm talking to you on my watch. And I got to tell you, I was blown away, man.
That's not your normal watch? That's new?
The greatest
gift. I didn't know that.
The greatest gift I've ever had.
Is that an Apple Watch? You got an Apple Watch. Wow.
Now, can I ask you a question? When you talk on it, I don't have an Apple Watch, but when you talk on it, do you like hold it up like you're a Secret Service guy?
Yeah. Got an Apple Watch.
Like to try to look cool, like you're talking to someone important.
You got
to
put the AirPods in, Joe. You get answered that way.
Yeah,
you'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's look at this guy.
Because I was talking to him, and he cut out for a sec. I go, Joe, you cut out for a sec. I miss what you say. He goes, oh, sorry, I'm talking to you on my watch.
Good for you.
Just trying it. See,
you're a modern man.
As long as it counts the steps, it's all he cares.
Well, it does a lot of stuff.
Right.
I don't know what the hell it does.
I'm sure you don't know all of it. Come on,
it'd take a little while to figure the whole damn thing out, but. It does give me steps and calories and weekly summary, goals.
Tell you when to breathe. Give you one of those in there also.
Oh, no. And then all the colors light when it's completely circled. Right. You put in a full day of exercise, old guy. Way to go, Joe.
Well done. I'm glad you're – look at you. All tech savvy now.
Yep.
Not just the watch that counts the steps.
Nope.
Are you an Apple Watch man too?
I have one, yeah.
Okay.
Not right on me right now, but yeah, I have one.
What else you got, Wood, here before we go to get ready for Randy?
One more here, Joe. Tech just says Andre Johnson should get into the Hall of Fame just for what he did to Cortland Finnegan.
Boy, Andre, that's as mad as I've ever seen him.
I mean.
And one more, but this guy has texted this in 8 times. He wants Zach to know that Jeter put in $35 million. Did Zach say something about Jeter?
I said $15
million. Oh, what's the difference?
$35 million? Really? I don't believe that.
No, he did.
He put $35 million
in? I believe he did, and then I believe he gets it out over the first X amount of years.
Oh, I didn't think it was that much.
Gets it back in his salary. I don't know. Hey, you know what's right around the corner?
Does he get free Marlins tickets?
By the way, you know what's around the corner before you start taking shots, Jerky.
What?
Baseball is going to be opening up.
That's right.
Spring training.
Pretty sure they're in a lockout.
I know, that's right, too.
Aren't they?
Yeah, well, they are, yeah.
You're going to kill a... It killed down here. It's already been hammered.
What?
baseball.
Baseball in general. Baseball's taken.
You think anyone will notice? Like, if they don't start the season?
No baseball,
like, will anyone notice?
I would say probably.
Like, how many people do you think will text in and be like, oh, the baseball season just, like, didn't start?
Less here than other places.
Yeah, I would think.
By the way, somewhere in the middle of my, what I said and the texter said, it said, 25. 25 million. Yeah.
25? This guy texted in 35. I just wanted to read it because the guy texted it in like eight times.
You ought to know that really if you're going to text it that much, you might want to be accurate at your end,
right,
too.
I said 15 once. I was wrong. 25 sounds better.
All right, so that sounds good. So does having Randy Mueller join us, our former general manager, longtime NFL executive. We'll get him up in Seattle. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to bring in Randy Mueller, the 2000 NFL Executive of the Year. He was a GM for the Saints, the Dolphins, executive for the Chargers and Seahawks, been around the NFL for a very long time. Randy, good morning. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Oh, Randy, not too much going on back here. You know, it's 3 years. You know, that means it's time for a little change. I was thinking of you. As soon as this happened, I went, well, I hate to do it, bug him in Seattle, but what was your take on the latest with the Greer stuff coming out and the Brian Flores stuff coming out?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was a little surprised, but I wasn't shocked. I've just, as you know, kind of followed their team-building plan the last two or three years, and every time I thought I had it figured out, there was an about-face or a hard right or a hard left. And so I thought there may have been some miscommunication for sure, whether it was, you know, drafting Micah Fitzpatrick and trading him a year later or signing Kyle Van Noy and paying him $15 million and moving him the next year. There was just a lot of abrupt changes. So I felt like there may be some communication issues. There may be we're not on the same page issues. So some of that was kind of leaking through, but I wasn't expecting an actual divorce to happen, that's for sure.
Well, we're damn good at them here, I want to let you know. Backstabbing and divorces, we're very good at back here, so don't you worry. Hey, Randy, I am always curious because it's 53 players. There's a lot of pieces to it to figure it out, and I get it, and we've been going through it for a long time. I am always curious, though, once a GM hires the head coach or they bring him in, that they must set the ground rules before. Doesn't everybody set the ground rules of what everybody's job's going to be? And we might have some disagreements, but I'm the GM and you're the coach and you have to trust me. Isn't some of this stuff structured ahead of time?
Oh, I would think so. I think it's all about communication and collaboration, and as much of it as you can hash out beforehand before you get married, I think is a good thing. But here's the other thing. I think some people are okay with a little bit of conflict. Some people are okay with a difference of opinion. Some people just aren't. So I think you've got to evaluate the people that are involved. You know, as you know, when I was there with Coach Saban, there was a lot of conflict. There was a lot of pushing back. And I think, and I've said this since I left Miami 10 or 12 years ago, I was never better at my job because of it. I felt like I was ready for everything because I never knew where it was coming from. And sometimes that rubs people the wrong way. That's not for everybody. And so I do think you can hash a lot of these things out. I do think there are things on the fly, though, that you've got to have trust. You've got to know who has your back and who doesn't. And that seems to be something that's kind of been missing in Miami for a long time, and you guys would know that better than me.
Well, I'll just follow up the follow-up of the follow-up then, if you don't mind. So it seems to me, with Adam Gase and now Brian Flores, they had success early on, had some success. And with success, do people, if you allow them as a GM to have more and get more power, they want a little more say-so to control what's going on, and now they think they know what it needs to take it to the next level. So how do you handle that? Because that seems to happen a lot here.
I think you're right. And I think it happens a lot of places. But and I'll say this, dealing with prosperity is a real thing. Sometimes it's at the player level. Sometimes it's at the coach level. Sometimes it's at the organizational level. I've always said that about the Cowboys for years. They struggle with dealing with prosperity more than they struggle with adversity, just because being on top is a total different mindset. And so I agree. I think when you have a little success, we saw it happen in Chicago with Matt Nagy when he made the playoffs his first year. It was like they had solved the Rubik's Cube after that. They had all the answers. And I think it is hard to stay humble. It is hard to stay the grind, but it definitely has to be a factor in. You've got to be an even keel personality and an even keel worker and an even keel processor, win or lose. So sometimes the results, you know, dictate how we act, and they really shouldn't. It's the process.
Randy Mueller joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Randy, I got to ask you this, because you said your conversations with Nick back in the day. I want to go back to every second. How many times did you walk in maybe to a meeting with Nick before the draft, pre-free agency, whatever it was, or in any time that you were sitting in that front office when you liked a guy, maybe the coach didn't? Like, what happened there? Was there a talking? Like, how did that all go through? Because I get it down here, Chris Greer is a pleaser, and that's what he's known for. Nice guy, pleaser, going to do that. But what if you really had? What if, you know, Randy walked into the room, really loved this guy, but coach wasn't sold on him? Like, what happened at that point?
Well, two things. One thing back then, and I don't know how they operate now, we had a specific criteria. We knew exactly what we were looking for. And so Nick and I very seldom weren't on the same page. It's like a job description. If you write it out for whatever the job is and you can't agree on how to fill it, somebody's reading the job description wrong. And so we kind of knew exactly what we were doing. And to that end, I thought our system, if allowed, would have been really good. And I had been in the league 25 years before then, so I had some pros and cons and some questions, but it was really good. I don't know what system they operate under now. I think conflict, like I say, is good, but here's the other thing. If you don't agree, to answer your question, at the end of the day, I think you're better off picking a different lane. I don't think you can pick a lane that one of you is ready to go down and the other one isn't. I just think you've got to build your information with some collaboration, with a consensus, and you're making picks based on your consensus. But if the head coach and the GM don't agree, that's going to be a bad road to pick. I would just rather pick another road, which means another player or another way to build our team that we are on the same page on.
So Chris has told me personally that, hey, if my guy doesn't like him, whether it's Adam, or Brian, or any of the other coaches, then I won't take him. I'll move on and try to find something else that he does like if he's against it. And to me, Randy, I'm like, wait a second. Me and my staff, we work on this year round. We really like this guy. I check with the assistant GM, head of scouting. We're going to take him. I'm going to overrule you because I feel that strongly about it. Can you do that?
I think you can only do that if you have a special bond with that coach. I do think that before you get to that point, if we're going to take him or not, you've got to exhaust the whole process. It's a long drill of communication, of evaluation. You've got to do a million different things individually and together. And I think once those things are all exhausted, then you may have to change into another lane. But that's hard. I think if you get to that point, Joe, you've struggled philosophically matching with your partner on what you're actually looking for. And again, I always go back to the criteria of what are we looking for?
Yeah.
We've talked about it exactly by each position ad nauseum. We've prioritized what's important for our schemes. So if we can't agree on what we're looking for, the job description isn't clear enough. That's what I go back to.
Well, Randy, we and I'm not even going to get into the Tua Tagovailoa thing. I'm going to give you a break on that for now. But I can't give you a break on finding a starting five offense alignment with all those young high draft picks that we have and the fact that they just weren't very good. Is that more about – we can't give up on them. They're still young guys. I guess a lot of them are going to be back next year and probably have to play. What are your thoughts on that and not being able to find some guys who could come in and friggin' play at a high level?
I think it's harder now to find offensive linemen than ever before based on where we are on the football landscape. In other words, we're playing really 7-on-7 recess football in most college programs now.
Right.
It's not big boy football like we grew up with, Joe. It's – it's seldom getting in a three-point stance. It's never coming off the ball after anybody. So you have to find a specific trait or two that you can develop, and I think that's where the disconnect is. There are certain basic fundamental things that have to be identified to play offensive line at the NFL position, at the NFL level, and I think that's a lot of teams don't find those basic traits. And I think you know exactly what you're going to do scheme-wise. Again, write the job description to fit that to start with. But it's offensive line is a fine, detailed position. Everybody thinks it's a power base and all that. And there's some of that to an extent. But it's a detailed position, and I don't think it's easy to get everybody on the same page. But I also think once you get an offensive lineman, that position maybe more than any can be developed. It can be honed. It can be trained. Those guys, the coaching that they get is as important as the quarterback gets. That's how much I believe you can develop offensive linemen. So the issues they've had there are probably twofold. Maybe they didn't identify the right traits, but they sure haven't developed and gotten better, the ones that they have drafted.
Randy, you think Brian Flores gets another head coaching job in this cycle or defensive coordinator, or do you think he'll take the head coaching job?
Oh, I think he's going to get – I think he'll end up with a head coaching job. I really do. I think he's done a fine job, and I'm sure he's learned something from this. I think there's too many things that he did well, and at the end of the day, they did win a lot of games. Now, he didn't get them to where they wanted to get, but I think he will get another job, and I think it'll be a head job in this cycle.
Can I go ahead? I'm going to throw out some names of the people we have on our list. Brian Daboll, Mike McDaniel, Dan Quinn, Kellen Moore and Vance Joseph, just to start with, our starting five there that are going to interview. I feel like it's going to be an offensive guy. We're going to go back to the offensive side of the ball. What do you think?
Well, I think that the ones that you mentioned that have the connection there probably have the advantage with Chris and his staff. There's a comfort level, even with a guy like Dan Quinn, who was there when all of us were there under Nick. I just don't know how they could hire a first-time guy after having just hired two first-time guys and then train them and use that, the learning curve, there is such a thing. And to waste a year or two, I don't think this team can do that. So I feel like it's going to be more of a polished guy or a guy that's been around. And that's why I mentioned a guy like Dan Quinn. He's kind of trained at that level already, so you don't have to take a step back with a guy getting comfortable and on-the-job training.
Is this still a good job? Because we get that. People go, I don't know if they're with the owner and all the people. I go, listen, man, there's only 32 of those jobs. None of that guys I named are going to turn that job down. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. All jobs are good jobs. All jobs have issues. So to say that the job is not a good job because of the history there, that's a struggle for me. I think it's a good job, and I don't think anybody would turn the job down. I think Chris is a good person, and he will be a good partner going forward. I don't think there's going to be a bunch of conflict. And for that reason, I don't know Mr. Ross, but it seems like he's kind of let Chris handle it the way he wants to handle it. So I think those are good things long term.
Randy, you just did the good guy thing. That's what we've been talking about. Chris Greer, the good guy. Like, no, you gotta have a little jerky in you there. Yeah. Oh, my gosh,
Randy.
He went in there. Well, let me ask you the other one. We might as well get to it because it's going to be a big part of the interviewing process. With that group sitting up there, they're going to go, all right, whatever your name is, how do you feel about Tua Tagovailoa? Year three coming up, what do you think? Are you honest or do you just go, man, I want this job and I think I can get – because you know coaches. I know he can play better with me coaching him. What's your take?
I would think you'd have to be honest. I would think you'd have to give your opinion without hesitation. I think you're asking for trouble, and it's a short-term deal if you go into it not being upfront and honest. I think we all see it. Tua obviously has limitations, so you do have to build certain things around him. I think they can do better up front building it around if he's going to be the guy. I think he's made progress, obviously. You guys know I've had some doubts just based on size and durability that I don't know where he is in the big scheme of things. He stayed healthier this year. That was an issue for me. I don't think you can throw him out with the bathwater just after the amount of exposure you've had to him so far. So I would think most people would be okay with him. Would we all like to upgrade? Sure. But it's all about options, and I don't know that there's going to be a lot of options that present themselves that are better than him currently.
I think Randy threw out a Dan Quinn, who I like, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Part of the six, right? What about Jim Caldwell? Another name that's been kind of thrown out there. Not on the six list of interviewers yet, but I see a lot of reporters talking about Jim Caldwell possibly being in the mix also.
I think Jim will end up getting a job. He's got some backing by some high-powered people. As you guys know, he worked for Bill Polian, and he'll probably get a little run out of Chicago as well because Bill's involved in that search. I think Jim deserves another opportunity. We all know his leadership, his character. I think he's good for younger developing teams, and I think that will show. He'll get a chance, and then it's about building a staff around him. But I don't think there's any doubt Jim Caldwell should be a head coach in the NFL right now.
Randy, before we let you go, our defense is really good, and a question was asked. We got to kind of run the same system for it to be at its best, right? We don't just go all out different chains with that group of young, talented guys we have on the defensive side of the ball, do we?
I would hope not. I think that's the one identity you do have, Joe, and they established that this year. To change that style and that scheme would set back every part of the building for a year or two. They know what they're looking for there, and again, that's the one thing I would hang my hat on and say, hey, we have this, so let's don't mess this up. But, yeah, I agree with you. I wouldn't change the defense much. I mean, always try to get better. But their identity, I think, was impressive to watch the second half of the season and the way they developed.
Randy, thanks for getting up early with us this morning on the West Coast. We really appreciate it. You take care of yourself,
thanks,
and thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, Randy Mueller joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. That was nice.
It wasn't nice.
It wasn't mean-spirited.
No,
it was
no
nice.
Bashing, right.
It was nice. His tone of voice.
Right. It made you feel better.
It was good. That's going to do it for the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.